Strike him as he struck you.
Abd al-Rahman ibn al-Hakim, the brother of Marwan ibn al-Hakim, struck a freed slave from the inhabitants of al-Medina whose name was Hanna. At that time, Marwan ibn al-Hakim was governor of al-Medina. Hanna complained to Marwan about his brother Abd al-Rahman. The governor gathered both his brother and the freed slave together, and he said to the latter, "Strike him as he struck you." Hanna said, "By Allah, that is not what I wanted. My only intention was to teach him that above him is a ruler who will support me over him. And I have given it," meaning the right to strike him, "as a gift to you." Marwan said, "I do not accept it from you, so take your right." Hanna said, "By Allah, I will not strike him, but rather I give it as a gift to you." Marwan said, "If you think that by striking him you will make me angry, you are wrong. For by Allah, I will not become angry. So take your right." Hanna said, "Indeed, I forgive it as a gift to you, and by Allah, I will not strike him." Marwan said, "By Allah, I will not accept it. If you forgive, then do so for the one who struck you or for Allah." Hanna said, "I forgive it for Allah."
I am the first to be led to the truth.
The caliph and Nasir decided to build a castle for one of his wives in Cordoba. However, the location on which he wanted to build the castle was neighbored by a small home that was inhabited by orphans under the patronage of the judge, Mundir ibn Sa'id. The caliph asked to buy that small home. They said, "We will not sell it except by the permission of the judge." The caliph sent experts for an appraisal of the house, and the price that they estimated did not please the judge in the least. Not satisfied with the price, and fearing that the ruler would take it by force, the judge ordered for the house to be destroyed, and he sold the timber for a price that was greater than that which was estimated by the experts that were sent. When the caliph found out what he did, he became angry, and he said to him, "And what made you do that?" The judge said, "I did what I did based on Allah's saying,
'As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working in the sea. So I wished to make a defective damage in it, as there was a king after them who seized every ship by force.'
I sold the timber for more than the amount that was estimated by your experts, and yet the land remains for the orphans. So now, pay a price that you see fit to pay." The caliph said, "I am the first to be led to the truth, and may Allah reward you well for us and for our nation."
The final command of the ruler, Muhammad al-Fatih, to his son.
Muhammad al-Fatih, a Muslim ruler during the Ottoman Empire, was known for his knowledge, bravery, justice, piety, and humility. He was able to conquer Constantinople when many before him had failed. And at that time, he was only 23 years old. At the end of his life, he advised his son, saying, "Here I am dying. But I am not sorry, for I have left behind one such as you. Be just, righteous, and merciful. Give generously to the people, and defend them without distinguishing between them. Spread Islam, for that is compulsory upon the kings of the earth. Give precedence to religion over all things, and do not become tired in that pursuit. Do not appoint people who do not care about religion and who do not stay away from the major sins. Those who have plunged themselves into wickedness and into evil innovations. expand the borders of our nation through jihad, and watch over the wealth of the treasury, making sure that it is not wasted. Never extend your hand to the wealth of anyone from the people except by the right of Islam. Guarantee the weak for their strength and give freely your generosity to those who deserve it.
Qadi Abu Yusuf's advice to the ruler, Harun Rashid.
Qadi Abu Yusuf Ya'qub ibn Ibrahim prefaced his book Al-Khiraj with these wonderful words, which he had written to the leader of the believers, Harun Rashid. May Allah prolong the life of the leader of the believers, and may he bestow continuous honor for him in order to complete that favor for him. And may he make the blessings that he gave to him continue into the blessings of the hereafter, which are never depleted and which never go away. And may he be blessed with the companionship of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O leader of the believers, indeed, Allah, and all praise is for him, has made you to bear the responsibility of a great matter indeed, the reward for which is indeed great, and the punishment for which is the most severe of punishments. He has appointed you over the matter of this nation. In the morning and in the night, you are busy working for a great number of people that Allah has made you responsible over and has entrusted you with and has tested you through. He has appointed you over their affairs, but the building does not remain whose foundation is not built upon taqwa, and do not forsake those whom Allah appointed you over from this nation. For strength is in action by the will of Allah. Do not delay today's deeds until tomorrow, for if you do so, you will have become lost. Death often comes before hope. Spend your time with action before death, for there is no action after death. The happiest of shepherds with Allah on the day of judgment is the shepherd whose flock is pleased with him. And do not go astray, for your flock will go astray with you. Do not rule by desires and do not take by anger. If you see two matters before you, one being for the hereafter and the other for this world, choose the one of the hereafter over the one of this world, for the hereafter remains while this world is fleeting. Regarding Allah's affair, deal with people equally, both those who are near and those who are far. And do not fear the blame of anyone if you do something for Allah. And be careful, for caution is in the heart and not on the tongue. Fear Allah, which is achieved through caution and prevention. Whoever fears Allah, He protects him. Enough misery and regret there is on the day of judgment for the one who knows what he does not do. On the day when feet will slip, when colors will change, when people will be standing for long, and when the accountability will indeed be severe. Allah, the Exalted, says,
And verily, a day with your Lord is as 1,000 years of what you reckon.
And he says,
That will be a day of decision. We have brought you and the men of old together. Wise sayings.
Rabia ibn Huthaym said, All that is desired not for Allah, but for something or someone else, perishes. Abu Hamza al-Thumali said, Ali ibn Hussein used to carry loaves of bread on his back during the nighttime to give them in charity. And he would say, Indeed, charity that is given in secret extinguishes the anger of the Lord. Amr ibn Thabit said, When Ali ibn Hussein died, they washed him and found black stains on his back. They asked, "What is this?" And they were told, "He used to carry sacks of wheat during the nighttime on his back, and he would distribute them to the poor inhabitants of Al-Madinah."
Advice from Fudayl ibn Ayyab.
He once said in a sermon, addressing both the young and the old, "O group of young men, I have come across many crops that were defective even before they grew up. O group of old men, are crops harvested except after they become ripe? And what are you waiting for? And what excuse do you have to present? What will the young and the old among you say when Allah, the All-Knowing, will say,
'Did we not give you lives long enough so that whosoever would receive admonition could receive it, and the warner came to you?'" Umar ibn Abdul Aziz.
Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, had a servant named Dirham, who would gather wood for him and take care of his sheep. Umar one day asked him, "What do the people say, O Dirham?" He said, "And what should they say? All of them are in a good state of affairs, while you and I are in a bad state of affairs." He asked, "And how is that?" He said, "I was with you before you became caliph, when your clothes were good, your mount was strong, and your food was wonderful. When you were appointed as ruler, I was hoping to relax and work less. But instead, my work has become more difficult, and you are always in a state of tribulation." Omar said, "You are free. Go away from me and leave me in the state that I find myself to be in until Allah makes a way out for me from it."
He wants to prolong those two states.
Walid ibn Abdul Malik was once in a mosque and everyone left it except for an old man who was weak in his old age. Those present wanted to help him leave, but Walid told them to leave him alone. He then went to the old man and said, "O Sheikh, do you love death?" He said, "No, O leader of the believers. Youth and its evil have left, and old age and its goodness have come. When I stand, I begin to praise Allah, and when I sit, I begin to remember him. And whenever I enter into one of those two states, I wish for my sojourn in that state to be prolonged."
He followed the way of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
When Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu anhu, was appointed as caliph, he began with cases related to transgression against the rights of others. He began with his family and those closest to him. His family gathered together to meet with his aunt, whom he honored and revered. They asked her to intercede for them regarding that which he intended to do. And when she spoke to him about the matter, he said, "Indeed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed a way, and when he died, his companions followed the same path that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed. When the matter was then taken up by others, they dragged it to the right and left of that path. And by Allah, if my life is prolonged, I will return the matter to the path that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions followed."
From the wise sayings of Luqman.
If you are in prayer, take care of your heart. If you are eating, take care of your throat. If you are in another man's house, take care of your eyes. If you are among people, take care of your tongue. Remember two matters and forget two matters. Remember Allah and death. Forget any good that you have done to another and any evil that was done to you by another.